Deuteronomy 21 through 22. If a person who has been killed by someone is found lying in the open country, in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess, and it is not known who struck him, then your elders and your judges shall go out and measure the distance to the cities which are around the one who was killed. And it shall be that the city which is nearest to the person killed, that is, that the elders of that city shall take a heifer of the herd that has not been worked and has not pulled in a yoke, and the elders of that city shall bring the heifer down to a valley with running water, which has not been plowed or sown, and they shall break the heifer's neck there in the valley. Then the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come forward, because the Lord your God has chosen them to serve him and to bless in the name of the Lord, and every dispute and violent crime shall be settled by them, and all the elders of that city which is nearest to the person shall wash their hands over the heifer whose neck was broken in the valley. And they shall respond and say, "Our hands did not shed this blood, nor did our eyes see who did. Forgive your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, Lord, and do not place the guilt for innocent blood in the midst of your people Israel. And the guilt for bloodshed shall be forgiven them. So you shall remove the guilt for innocent blood from your midst, when you do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and the Lord your God hands them over to you, and you take them away captive, and you see among the captives a beautiful woman, and are strongly attracted to her, and would take her as a wife for yourself, then you shall bring her into your home, and she shall shave her head and trim her nails. She shall also remove the clothes of her captivity, and shall remain in your house, and weep for her father and mother a full month. And after that you may have relations with her, and become her husband, and she shall be your wife. But it shall be, if you are not pleased with her, then you shall let her go wherever she wishes. And you certainly shall not sell her for money. You shall not treat her as merchandise, since you have humiliated her. If a man has two wives, the one loved and the other unloved, and both the loved and the unloved have borne him sons, and the firstborn son belongs to the unloved, then it shall be on the day that he wills what he owns as an inheritance to his sons, he is not allowed to treat the son of the loved wife as his firstborn, at the expense of the son of the unloved, who is actually his firstborn. On the contrary, he shall acknowledge the firstborn, the son of the unloved wife, by giving him a double portion of everything that he owns. For he was the beginning of his strength. To him belongs the right of the firstborn. If any person has a stubborn and rebellious son who does not obey his father or his mother, and when they discipline him he does not listen to them, then his father and mother shall seize him, and bring him out to the elders of his city, at the gateway of his hometown. And they shall say to the elders of his city, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He does not obey us. He is thoughtless and given to drinking." Then all the men of his city shall stone him to death. So you shall eliminate the evil from your midst, and all Israel will hear about it and fear. Now if a person has committed a sin carrying a sentence of death, and he is put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body is not to be left overnight on the tree, but you shall certainly bury him on the same day, for he who is hanged is cursed of God, so that you do not defile your land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. You shall not see your countryman's ox or sheep straying away, and avoid them. You shall certainly bring them back to your countrymen. And if your countryman is not near you, or if you do not know him, then you shall bring it to your house. and it shall remain with you until your countryman looks for it. Then you shall restore it to him. You shall also do this with his donkey, and you shall do the same with his garment, and you shall do likewise with any lost property of the countryman, which has been lost by him and you have found. You are not allowed to avoid them. You shall not see your countryman's donkey or his ox fallen down on the road and avoid them. You shall certainly help him raise them up. A woman shall not wear a man's clothing, nor shall a man put on woman's clothing. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. If you happen to come upon a bird's nest along the way, in any tree or on the ground, with young ones or eggs in it, and the mother sitting on the young or on the eggs, you shall not take the mother with the young. You shall certainly let the mother go, but the young you may take for yourself, in order that it might go well for you, and that you may prolong your days. When you build a new house, you shall make a parapet on your roof, so that you will not bring guilt for bloodshed on your house if anyone falls from it. You shall not sow your vineyard with two kinds of seed. Otherwise, all the produce of the seed which you have sown and the yield of your vineyard will be forfeited to the sanctuary. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear a material of wool and linen combined together. You shall not make yourself tassels on the four corners of your garment, with which you cover yourself. If any man takes a wife and goes into her, and then turns against her, and he charges her with shameful behavior, and publicly defames her, and says, "I took this woman, but when I came near her, I did not find her to have evidence of virginity," then the girl's father and her mother shall take and bring out the evidence of the girl's virginity to the elders of the city at the gate. And the girl's father shall say to the elders, "I gave my daughter to this man as a wife, but he turned against her. And behold, he has charged her with shameful behavior, saying, 'I did not find your daughter to have evidence of virginity, but this is the evidence of my daughter's virginity.' And they shall spread out the garment before the elders of the city. Then the elders of that city shall take the man and rebuke him. And they shall fine him 100 shekels of silver, and give it to the girl's father, because he publicly defamed a virgin of Israel. And she shall remain his wife. He is not allowed to divorce her in all his days. But if this charge is true, and they did not find the girl to have evidence of virginity, then they shall bring the girl out to the doorway of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her to death, because she has committed a disgraceful sin in Israel by playing the prostitute in her father's house. So you shall eliminate the evil from among you. If a man is found sleeping with a married woman, then both of them shall die, the man who slept with the woman, and the woman. So you shall eliminate the evil from Israel. If there is a girl who is a virgin betrothed to a man, and another man finds her in the city and sleeps with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city, and you shall stone them to death, the girl because she did not cry out for help though she was in the city, and the man because he has violated his neighbor's wife. So you shall eliminate the evil from among you. But if the man finds the girl who is betrothed in the field, and the man seizes her and rapes her, then only the man who raped her shall die, and you are not to do anything to the girl. There is no sin in the girl worthy of death, for just as a man rises against his neighbor and murders him, so is this case. When he found her in the field, the betrothed girl cried out, but there was no one to save her. If a man finds a girl who is a virgin, who is not betrothed, and he seizes her and has sexual relations with her, and they are discovered, then the man who had sexual relations with her shall give the girl's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall become his wife, because he has violated her. He is not allowed to divorce her all his days. A man shall not take his father's wife in marriage, so that he does not uncover his father's garment. Matthew 1. The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham fathered Isaac. Isaac fathered Jacob. And Jacob fathered Judah and his brothers. Judah fathered Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez fathered Hezron. And Hezron fathered Ram. Ram fathered Amminadab. Amminadab fathered Nashon. And Nashon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz by Rahab. Boaz fathered Obed by Ruth. And Obed fathered Jesse. Jesse fathered David the king. David fathered Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon fathered Rehoboam. Rehoboam fathered Abijah. And Abijah fathered Asa. Asa fathered Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat fathered Joram. And Joram fathered Uzziah. Uzziah fathered Jotham. Jotham fathered Ahaz. And Ahaz fathered Hezekiah. Hezekiah fathered Manasseh. Manasseh fathered Amon. And Amon fathered Hosiah. Hosiah fathered Jeconiah. And his brothers, at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah fathered Shealtiel, and Shealtiel fathered Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel fathered Abihud. Abihud fathered Eliakim. Eliakim fathered Azor. Azor fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Achim. Achim fathered Eliud. Eliud fathered Eleazar. Eleazar fathered Mathan. Mathan fathered Jacob. Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, since he was a righteous man, and did not want to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had thought this over, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place so that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled. Behold, the virgin will conceive, and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep, and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. Ephesians 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the administration of God's grace which was given to me for you, that by revelation there was made known to me the mystery as I wrote before briefly. By referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to mankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit, to be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel, of which I was made a minister, according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of his power. To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to enlighten all people as to what the plan of the mystery is, which for ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, so that the multifaceted wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him. Therefore, I ask you to not become discouraged about my tribulations in your behalf, since they are your glory. For this reason, I bend my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Proverbs 1:1-7. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and integrity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge and discretion. A wise person will hear and increase in learning, and a person of understanding will acquire wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Psalm 74. God, why have you rejected us forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your inheritance, and this Mount Zion where you have dwelt. Step toward the irreparable ruins. The enemy has damaged everything in the sanctuary. Your adversaries have roared in the midst of your meeting place. They have set up their own signs as signs. It seems like one bringing up his axe into a forest of trees. And now they break down all its carved work with axe and hammers. They have burned your sanctuary to the ground. They have defiled the dwelling place of your name. They said in their heart, "Let's completely subdue them." They have burned all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet, nor is there anyone among us who knows how long. How long, God, will the enemy taunt you? Shall the enemy treat your name disrespectfully forever? Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand, extend it from your chest and destroy them? Yet God is my king from long ago. who performs acts of salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of sea monsters in the waters. You crushed the heads of the Leviathan. You gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness. You broke open springs and torrents. You dried up ever-flowing streams. Yours is the day. Yours also is the night. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have established all the boundaries of the earth. You have created summer and winter. Remember this, Lord, that the enemy has taunted you, and a foolish people has treated your name disrespectfully. Do not give the soul of your turtle dove to the wild animal. Do not forget the life of your afflicted forever. Consider the covenant. For the dark places of the land are full of the places of violence. May the oppressed person not return dishonored. May the afflicted and needy praise your name. Arise, God, and plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish person taunts you all day long. Do not forget the voice of your adversaries, the uproar of those who rise against you, which ascends continually.